Okay, Rabbi, today's daf is daf Ches. We're holding the third line from the top of the Yomud, where the Gemara quotes from the end of the Mishnah, She'efer Kira Muchan Hu. Now, the word She'efer Kira Muchan Hu, L'choira, is what we call in English a non sequitur. What size a non sequitur? If you go back to the Mishnah, we had a machloikis b'shamayim b'sil legabe shechting a chaya v'oif on yontif, because as everybody knows, is a din of kisri hadam when it comes to chaya v'oif. So it says in our Mishnah lechatchila don't shecht elim kein hoyulim offer muchan meboydjoim. B'sil says you want to shecht a chaya v'oif, gives him to hide. But prepare yourself in advance. Just like you have to go and prepare the chalif to go and shecht, go and prepare a ganze pail full of offer. So as soon as you go and do the shechita, you'll be able to go mimachasid with the offer. Then the Mishnah continues on. Umoidim, Shammai Bisil both agree. Shem shochat. What happens if he shechted already? Sheyachbar bedekev yachasa. What you should do is now unleash, unroot some of the earth. Bedekker means like a spade or a hoe, a shovel in the ground. Go and dig it up. Yichas and be mechasit. Why? She'efer kira muchan hu, because the ash inside the furnace is ready. In other words, you're allowed to use some offer, some dirt, some earth, if it was already dug up from before. The reason why you can use it is because the ash in the furnace is muchan. What does one thing have to do with the other? You're giving a heter to go and use yachba bedeka, using regular earth, because of the ash in the furnace. That's why I'm the melted.
You're talking about the karka here.
Exactly. We're not talking about eifer kira.
I
got under the zayin. And for the more eifer kira, man dechar shemei. Who's talking about eifer kira? We're talking about offer. Omar rabba hachi ka'omar. The eifer kira muchan ho. Oh, not she eifer mitashin. No, vi. Meaning that there are two ways of doing kisui. You can do kisui with afar, and you can do kisui with eifer. So therefore the Mishnah is giving us zwei eitzes. One eitz is, l'chatchila, according to Beis Hillel, you shouldn't go and shecht at all unless you have a box full of ready offer to go and be mechasse. Says Beis Hillel, however, if you already shechted and you have a spade which is already in the kark, and all you have to do is pull it out and this offer tichoyach, okay, it's not lechatchila, but with the evidence, it's okay. And in addition, I have another eitzah. If you don't have any offer at all, and you don't have a zadekarit which is in the ground, a fakir is also muchan, or you can use it as well for kisui adam.
It's probably that people used it for things. They used it to cover up dirt or what.
Mm-hmm. And so also they used it for wounds. It's also medically to use the ashes.
So it's muchan.
Oh, muchan, exactly.
It's because the words are so similar, offer and afer.
Mm-hmm.
That's why it's...
It's not... Our Gemara holds that, as you find often, aleph and ayin are mischalif, and therefore, though the Torah says the word offer, it really means afer as well. That afer can also be used for kisui adam.
Yeah, yes, and this was the finishing Sefer Noshim Rambam, last parak of Sotah over there, he brings it in that you, by a sota, if you don't have offer, you can't use afer.
Cannot.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just interesting there.
The point that you're making is a very, very important point, because in fact, as Reb Pinchas tells us, the Gemara elsewhere says that you cannot use afer for kisui adam. And so therefore, l'choira, it's soiser our Gemara that you can use afer. So Tosis, in fact, gives two terutzim. Tosis says, number one, the eifer kira muchan hu, not for purposes of kisui adam, but you can use it for other purposes, like the chasois etzatzoya. The Gemara is going to bring later on that in the good old days when they didn't have diapers and you had children running around and they didn't know to go to the bathroom, so unfortunately they would often do their thing in the living room. So therefore a person had to have either offer or eifer to go and cover it over. So according to the first pshat in Tosis, eifer cannot be used for kisui adam. Second pshat of Tosis is, depends on what the eifer's origins were. What was burned to create this eifer? Whether it was eitz, whether it was wood, or other materials. If you look at just a quick look at the Tosis here on the side, Hachi ka'amar ve'eifer kira muchanu, you see middle of the Amid, yesterday Blumi had that. V'teima, demonim per kisui adam. Where do you think these halachas are taught? Kisui adam. Beishami amrim ein mechasen be'efer. The efer loy mikri ofer. Exactly your point, right? Just like you can't use it for a soita, you can't use it for kisui adam. Beichikom ha'ocha the efer kirim b'chanhu. Zotimora lasis kisel kuli alma. Misha says kuli alma moidim. Daktani legabe v'shovim masisim. V'yesh loyma de milta de hachab apay nafshei ka'omar rabba. That this is an andra maisa. Kaloyma v'eifa kira muchan hu. Legabe what? Not legabe kisei adam. Linyan tiltol shahar devorim. Kikon lechasis boi tsoye uki yoitse boi. Avle koi akisei del el klap. V'shteitzach that's l'choyra a difficult doichik pshat. And Misha talking about kisei adam. He says, oh, and by the way, if you happen to have some tzoya lying around, you can use the eifer. Gemara should ask Nochemul, eifer kira mit tzoya man dechar shemei, veraving tzoya veraving eifer kira. Anyway, it's a l'choyer b'sul shvet, but the Torah gives a second shot, inami yesh loyma, tuhusam mayri be'eifer oichlin, eifer that was produced by burning food l'mashal, ve'ena megadal tzimochim, hilka choyel ve'ena megadal tzimochim, mechasin boy, avalocha mayri be'eifer eitzim, the megadal tzimochim, ve'avu b'daloy mikri ofar, mechasin boy. So Tosis makes a distinction between one type of eifer and the other type of eifer. One of them is megadal tzimochim, the other is not megadal tzimochim. I assume that means that you can use that eifer to go and quite maybe for fertilizer or something like that. But the point is that they're two different types of eifer. Okay, but getting back to our Gemara, the bottom line is not she'efer, no, v'efer, kira, muchan, hu, azei, zol, trap. Nushtikel, omri, v'yiram, rav. Loishanu, that we say that you can use the eifer from the kira, eleshehusak me'erev yontif. Avahusak b'yontif is asur. But if Yudam Arav is now introducing is that just like by offer, what's the problem of using offer for kisui hadam? If the offer is in the ground and you have to dig it up, then you're talking about avos malacha. So you're talking about a malacha of harisha or of binyan that you're unearthing. But what happens if you have stam offer lying around? Can you use that? Now, under normal circumstances, Dr. Hamendel, it's mukta, because normally offer has no utility. Anything which has no utility on Shabbos or in Yontif automatically is mukta, because you're makta midata. What am I going to use this for? However, if it's a kisui adam, and the person if the person is meichin in advance, and even if he doesn't say hindi mukhanam zuman, if he intends from Erev Yontif to go and shecht on Yontif, and he set aside the offer, we'll see in the Gemara shortly, he should miyachad it in a keren zovya somewhere, and the whole purpose was for, so that's already, he's no longer maktsumi daita for keret, he wants to use that offer, and it's okay. So our Gemara is now telling us the same thing applies to Eifakira. Eifakira also has the choyra problem of mukta. Once I go and burn something, what am I going to use the ash for? The ash has no utility, so l'choyra again, it should be mukta. Says Yirim Rav, l'shen l'shutim erev yontif. If this was already ash created erev yontif, and the person intended the next day to go and shecht, or he had a child that has tzoya, etc. See, there is a utility for this ash, therefore it's considered mukhan. It's not mukta, you can use it on Yontif. Avuhusak b'yontif, if this ash was created on Yontif. How was it created on Yontif? Because I burned logs of wood on Yontif, lemushel, for cooking. You're allowed to do that on Yontif. Yeah, there's no din of iser bishel on Yontif. Achashi ochel l'chol nefesh, hu levadi yosel lechem, you're allowed to do melechas ochel nefesh. So you're allowed to cook. So he burned a bunch of logs. And he burned these logs on Yontif. And now these logs have now produced Eifer.
It's kind of a Noilad, he said.
Exactly. This is a mamish, a case of a Noilad. And therefore you don't have a Svara that the person had in mind the day before. It didn't exist the day before. The Meiri adds, it's like the case of Arbeya. Meaning, what happens if on Erev Yontif, the person looked at his hen, and he felt the hen, he said, I see my hen is pregnant. It looks like there's going to be a Mazel Tov tomorrow, there's going to be a Beya Shonolda. So he says, you know what, if there's a Beya that's going to be born tomorrow, I already am making now in advance that it should be Mukhan, so that when it gets laid tomorrow, I should be able to go and use it tomorrow. Would you be allowed to use it? Shteitach in the Mishnah Beis Shonol de Biyontif, Beis Sula says, Loi Siyochel. Says the Meiri, even if you say, Agamtze Tog and Agamtze Nacht, and you take this hen, and you go and do Nianuim from it, from Allah Fia Zaitin, just like by Alulav, and you say, I'm making the egg that's going to be laid tomorrow, said, Gor Nisht Helfen. Why won't it help? Because it's not existing. Something which is non-existent, you can't go and be meichen in advance.
Why do you say by Peiris Dekel, they say that you do?
What do we say? What about Peiris Dekel?
We don't also, they, that, wait, they will come. So why can't you say here also that the possibility...
For what purpose? You can use Peyus Dekel for Kisi Adam, Achmein,
so,
what do you mean?
In other words, you prepare that the bird is going to give birth to the egg.
If the birds are going to give birth to the egg, if they give birth on Erev Yontif, you can eat the egg on Yontif. If they only give birth on Yontif, you cannot go and use that egg. Same thing as by the Peyus Dekel that you're talking about. The Peyus Dekel, if the fruits fall off, or if you take them off the tree on Erev Yontif, you're allowed to eat them. If they fall down on Yontif, you're not allowed to eat it. Anyway, but getting back to our Gemara. If you have Afer that was already produced Erev Yontif, and you have a need for that Afer, it's Mukhan, you can use it, Afer Kira Mukhanu. If the Afer was only produced on Yontif, it's a brand new Noilid, it wasn't in existence before, Asur, even our Mishnah would agree that it's not considered to be Mukhan, it's Einoi Mukhan, you cannot go and use it on Yontif. However, says Rav Yehuda Marav, a new halacha, if that Efer Shehusek Biyontif is still hot, it's so hot, Vimroi Litzlis by Beya, I can still use it now for cooking and for roasting an egg, it's mutter. What does the Gemara mean to that? By that? The Gemara means to say is, since this Efer can be used now for Tzli, for Bishul, and a B and Tzli and Bishul on Yontif is mutter, no problem. So meager that I can go and use this ash for purposes of cooking, I can use the ash also for purposes of doing Kisi Adam. In other words, once it's not mukta, it's mukhan for some usage, so even though it was created today, but just like I was allowed to use this ash created today to go and cook and bake and to go and roast.
Why is that?
Because the Torah says, "Acha sheyuchel chol nefesh hulavadi yoselachem." You're allowed to do any malacha involved in cooking and in baking. Even though it's noilid, yeah.
It's a little different. Started with wood, remember, which is definitely mukhan.
Yeah.
So no matter it turned into ash, it's something that would come also to cook.
According to your svar, man, you'd never be able to go and cook. I mean, every time, how do you cook in the good old days? By taking wood and going and burning it. So you're going to say, you're not allowed to go and burn the wood because you're creating noilid. Creating noilid is going to be mukta. But you're allowed to create that noilid. Anyway, so bottom line is, Rav Yehuda Marav told us two halachas. Halacha number one, it has to be mukhan mibayyoyim from the previous day, or if it's brand new ash from today, as long as it's still red hot, they could use it for cooking and baking. It's also but Tana mihachi taka rai to Rav from Abraisa kishu omru, when it said in our Mishnah eif akira mukhanu loy omru elish husak merav yontif. Abahusa Biyontif is also, however, the embroidered lifters by Bay, but it's still red hot that you can use it for cooking and baking and roasting. Mutter, mamish like you remember. Good. Next, Nicole. Hichnis afalagin also luchur basoi. A person went and gathered together offer his dirt. The ginosei for his gina meaning for the garden. Ulchavosei, he has one part of his house fell in, and he wants to rebuild it, so now he put together a whole group of earth in as part of the eventual rebuilding of his house. Anyway, the point is that this offer is offer that he wants to use. This is not offer that has no utility. It's true. But the Maisa, he wants to use this offer. Since he wants to use this offer, it's considered to be a davar mukhan. If you look at the Rashi, Hichnas Offer, Rashi in the middle of the Yomid, Hichnas Offer, Harbi B'mokim Echad, he made like a mound of offer, L'tzerach Yinosei, or L'tzerach Urbosei, L'shoitchad Behen, eventually to go and spread it out on the Gina or the Chorva, Mutter L'chassis Boy, the Chosman Shoot, Sover, Date Ilavei, L'chol Tzerachav. The answer is because, although Einachanami, the principal purpose that he put away the offer was Gina or the Chorva, however, anything that he puts away on the side, He wants to use it for any utility. Exactly. He's not Maktzadaita because he intends using it, even though the principal person using it were non-Yontivtika purposes. But nevertheless, he was a Maktzadaita, and a person automatically has in mind L'chol Tzorach of anything that he can possibly use it for is Mutal L'chassis for. So this Rav Yehuda is very similar. Machnas Adam Malik Kupasi, offer a person before Yontif, fills up a big box full of dirt. However, Dorish Marzutra, Mishmeda Marzutra, Rabba, Marzutra said the name of Marzutra Rabba, they told me it's five Marzutras. But you have to go and put it aside in the corner. So what does he mean that he put it aside in the corner? So, Pshat says, nowadays, it's a little bit hard for us to fathom, because most of us live in apartments or houses where the floor is either a wooden floor, or fancy people have a carpeted floor. Noch mehr fancy people have a Persian carpet on top. Other people have tiles, other people have marble, whatever. Very few of us have dirt floors in our apartments or in our houses, because people would be saying, oh, dirt floor, what's going on? Ah, but the good old days, that's what they had dirt floors. Now what happens if in the middle of your living room or the dining room, there was a bit of a pothole? Why was a bit of a pothole? From people walking there, you had the couch over there, you had the table there, anyway, there's a bit of a hole.
You dragged the couch on Shabbos.
I'm sorry?
You dragged the couch on Shabbos.
Oh, the Shabbos, Shabbos. Shabbos. Yeah, Reb Shimon McGrady, yeah. Okay. Anyway, but bottom line is you want to go and fill it up with, now with offer. So most people, when they would bring offer into their shtib, they would go and spread it out on the ground to go and level out the ground once again. Here, the person has to go and put it into his corner. Because he puts it in his corner, he's showing he's not using its stump to go and spread out on the ground to go and level out the floor, but he wants to use it for other hitztarachasim. So if you look at Rashi, v'hu shiyichad, v'lo yishotcha, he didn't go and spread it out. And therefore, mucha milta de litzrach of kabayla. He didn't go and bring in it just to go and level the ground, because if he did that, it's showing he's not using it for a lechol tzrachim. He's using it to be part of the ground. It becomes bottled to the earth.
Or that he already used it.
Or he already used it, exactly. It's already shenoskin it. We're talking about ofet yichoyach, and it means loose soil. She'ena mechusar, that you don't have to still do lechafir, you don't have to dig it up. For like this, you don't have to crush it. Elachon, all you have to do is remake it. So zogt yet marzuter b'shmein, marzuter rabba. The way to be making is to put it aside, be careful, obvious, and then people know you're not using it to just level the ground. You want to use lechol, tzor, chayim, whatever, hitztarachas, and you can possibly have. And therefore, if the person wanted to be mechasidam, he could use some of that offer, because that offer was not already used, like you said, and it didn't become bottled to the karka. It was meant for all tzarachas, and oh, I have a tzorach, I need it for the kisiyadam. We're going to ask Akasha now on Rav Yehuda with this marzutra, that if you put away the offer, you can use it. Kvi. Kvi means a safik chayis of behema. Some people say koi, some people say kevi. A kvi is a safik chayis of behema. Now, what's a nafkimin if it's a safik chayis of behema? The nafkimin is if it happens to be a chaya, then there's a mitzvah of kisui hadam. If it's a behema, no mitzvah of kisui hadam. And forget, not only is there no mitzvah, if it's yontif, you have no business going and taking the offer, because there's no mitzvah to go and cover it. So l'choyde, it should be muktzah for that purpose. It's mutter betiltel for a purpose that you need it for. For the purpose you don't need it for, l'choyde, it's gornish. So that's the Gemara says, kvi, ein shodach zubi yontif. Don't go and shecht a kvi on yontif lichat chile. Don't shecht it. Vim shechte, however, if you shechted it already, ein mechasid adamai, don't be mechasid adam, because you don't want to go and take offer, which you may not need, and therefore you be chas shalom over the din of just being metaltal muktzah for no reason, for no necessity.
Mavatal mitzvah say because of a drabbanan of muktzah?
You're not a mavatal mitzvah, it's a suffix. It's not a. Look, Rashi, vimshach the aim of chasin is domoi. Look, Rashi, shema behind me, the aim by mitzvah's kisoi, the aim metaltal and offer lakach. You have no right to go metaltal offer stamazai. You can use avona mikuzolis in the base of kisei, but to go and stam take avona mikuzolis and carry it with you and show it to people and pick them up and take them down, that you can't do. If you have it, the hitzdarch is the tzoyrach. You don't have a tzoyrach, so the chayim b'lav is muktzah. Freight the Gemara, I don't
understand. If it's a there's a possibility it could be chayyot too.
That was my question.
Why did?
That's my question.
You that's a question. A suffix, why do you take the hammer? Why don't you say a possibility? There are two possibilities, but if it be the rabbanon, you could be mekel. But if there's a suffix,
you want to go and distinguish between a vaday and a suffix.
Yeah.
Oh, so the last two, three lines of the Gemara, you'll see we're going to read. It looks like the last line. Vaday the lashus. I have a suffix game about the mezain.
We call Chef Altas.
Oh yeah, we're going to have by esvidoy chalois. We're going to have a lot. So when I finish yet, I get shmaki sugi. Frank Digmar. The Iisa, if you hold like Rav Yehuda, then what did Rav Yehuda say? That if you set aside offer, you can use it. Oisaba kol tzorchoi, any tzorich. L'chaski Rav Yehuda. If you have this offer lying around on the side, and you can use it for any tzorich, so let it use it for the tzorich of covering the kisi adam for a sofik chayis of ibeima. Because just like you could use it, Gemara is going to say in the Amud Beis, you could use it to go and cover tzoya, for instance, of a child. So use it to go and cover this sofik dam, which is Rak kolarash. A suffik mitzvah versus a gefelich is the chayra raya that you cannot go and set aside this offer and use it. Freiti mor b'letamech. Put aside of Yehuda for a moment. Lechas yebeifakira oybedekenot in our Mishnah. This until now was Rav Yehuda was an Amoira. Let's go back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah says she'efakira muchanu, which we said means v'efakira muchanu, that efakira is always muchan. So let him use the efakira to go and be mechasa the suffik dam of this kvi. Let him use efakira. Or bedekenoid. It said in the Mishnah that even Beis Hill agreed that im shachar v'kvar shechted it, and there was a hoe or a spade in the ground, and it was offered tichoyach. You can go and raise it and take out that offered tichoyach and use it. So okay, so you use the same efakira or dekenoid. The Mishnah is up to efakira muchanu. So why didn't he use the efakira? Ella, what are you going to answer? You're going to give a balabata shetaret. The last lay. That's why he didn't use the efekira. The same thing applies to the Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda says, if this person would have set aside a mound of offer tichoyach miboyd yoyim from Erev Yontif, avad, you can use it for all tzayrichin. And therefore, even including a kvi. The problem in this brisa was that this person didn't put away any efakira or a dekenot or a mound of earth. And therefore, says this brisa, then don't go and shecht. And if you shecht it, a machasin is domai. The Gemara is going to ask in the Yom HaBeis, if you don't even have a dekenot and you don't have an efakira and you don't have an offer, with what are you going to go and cover it? The Gemara is going to talk about this on the Yom HaBeis. But at the moment, the Gemara is zoktach yet. It's nishka kasha Rav Yehuda. The reason why the Brisa doesn't say use an offer, he didn't have any offer. So why does this Brisa say kvi ain shoych to noisai vim shochti in mechasin es damoi kvi is tachno al tzofik? What happens if it would be a vaday chaya ve'oif on the back of the chaya was a big sign, I am a chaya v'ismenach v'zicha atzah chaya? And what would be the halacha l'chayr if he doesn't have efekir and he doesn't have deka notes and he doesn't have this offer of Yehuda? Also, this vade chaya ein shocht, and I say them shocht ein mechasen es damai. Is a bazoi. What is the brisa focus on a suffix? Vade the same halach also plots. Says Imar Avadi, you're right. Loi mi boye kama. The brisa is telling us a chidush. Loi mi boye vade de loy lishchay. Not only should you not shecht a vade, because if you're going to shecht a vade, you know you don't have any efakir and you don't have any offer, you're going to be over an iser of going and cutting up and be ktisha mit charisha mit binyan by going and digging up the ground. Don't do it, and even if you shecht it, don't ein mechasen es damai. Avul safik ein mishem simchas yontav lishchayt v'loy lechasya. After all, this person comes home and he asks his wife, "Do we have meat on the table? Not nishtuka flesh. What do we have to go and shecht? We only have chayis or oifis. There no behaimis, no behaimis. We only have chayis or oifis. No, if I only have chayis or oifis, I can't do that because he can't go me mechasis adam. So I can't, I'm sorry. Kisei adam, I can't do it. Oh, but we have one kvi. We have a kvi. Ooh, efshekim a Michael Zayn. Because even though it's a sofik chayis of ibehim, I have to do kisei adam. But if I'm going to be cursed of that sofik kisei adam, I'm not going to be mechasa. I'm not going to have simchas yontif. You know, it's not only a sofik. Simchas yontif, a fest in Sida. So I was sofik aim mishim simchas yontif, lishche veloy lechasi, kamash malonu. The Brisa, not only a vadai shouldn't you do it, but even a sofik you shouldn't do it. You cannot do it unless you have a fakira or offer muchan, otherwise we can't. Right, Mark. You're telling me pshat in the brisa is he didn't have any offer or efer muchan. From the tony sefer, the sefer shteitach vim shachtoi ein mechasen es domai. Don't make kisei adam. The shteitach, if he didn't have anything to mechasa, the brisa doesn't have to say ein mechasen es domai. El hotach nisht. Elamai, he does have offer or efer to go mi mechasa mechlal b'di isli askid. It must be talking that he did have. If he did have. So let's go back to the Reisha again. The Reisha says, "Ein shochtenes akvi on yontif." Why not? If I have offer or have a fakira, what's the problem? Elo Rabba Evakira Muchan Levadai Vein Muchan Lisafik. So Rabba, even though we said in the Mishnah Evakira Muchanu, and Rav Yehuda said if you set aside this mound of earth, it's also Muchan. It's only Muchan for Vadais and not Muchan for Safiks. Why is it only Muchan for Vadais and not Muchan for Safik? Is Joktach Rashi. We can have two pshat. First the Havamina, and later on we're going to have another pshat, another 15 lines down in the Gemara. Muchan Levadai, see Rashi about 10 lines from the top. Kasolka daitach and the Havamina to Hachi Kamar. Avel gav the dat ilachol mili, even though his das was for everything. In other words, his machshava was taka for everything. Anything and everything that you can use this offer for, he had in mind. Saifa vadai and saifa sofik.
Because he doesn't know what's going to happen.
Exactly.
I have to shat the kvi.
Exactly. Abba Zokter Rashi, the pshat in the Gemara, according to this first pshat, his achona only helps for a vadai, and it doesn't help for a sofik. So he could say on Erev Yontif 12 times, I'm setting aside this offer because tomorrow I hope to use it. I hope to go and use it for kisi adam for a kvi. Said garnished helfin because achonim ibaidyoim only helps for a vadai. It doesn't help for a suffix. That's the first shot. We're going to have a different shot later on, but that's the shot the vial in the gemara. Freik the gemara. Why? The suffix my time alloy. What's the problem? Why shouldn't I say that the offer muchan can be used, or the efer kira? Why can't I go and use it for purposes of kisei hadam for a kvi for a suffix? My time alloy. Tika oved guma. Because the problem is he's going to go and make a hole. Where does the Gemara use this masa at the hole? If you go back to the Omer Aleph on the top line that Remendel already learned yesterday, the Gemara said, but if I'm going to go and take out some of the offer tichoyach, v'ka ovid guma, and Rashi says, v'chayiv mishum binyan, you're making up that binyan. And for the market, the Rab'aba, achoy v'gum b'shabas, v'in etzorech el afra. He doesn't need the guma, he only needs the offer. Potter Oleha. Why is it Potter Oleha? Rashi said because at the worst he's only a Makalkal. V'chol Makalkal Pturim. V'chol you can also go with other Sfaris which Barry is thinking about now. Exactly. Mit Rab Shimon, mit the Greater, mit the Bench. The ganze Geschäft. 100%. But anyway, but back to our Gemara. Lemaisa says Gemara Lesafik my time alloy. Why can't you use this offer for the Safik? The Ka'ovet Guma. Because he's going to go and make a Guma by raising the offer. The Lashon of Gemara is a bit schwer because Gemara is talking about specifically Efer Kira. L'choira, when you go and pick up some of the ash from Efer, you're not making a guma. And you go and take it from the ground, and you're making a guma in the ground. Just if you take a pile of ash. This ash wasn't meant for binyan anyway. So the Rishonim say that the Gemara doesn't talk about it. What the Gemara means to say is it's a gzeira mishum offer. Avada, but the Efer itself, there's no guma problem because you're just taking ash. Ash anyway, you're going to cart away eventually. You're not going to make holes in the ash and build with the ash. Ash to ash. However, the Gemara is referring to, if I'm going to make a hole in the Efer, I might come to making a hole inside Afar, and that's the problem of the Kavad Guma, he'd be Oysa Binyan. But anyway, says Gemara, so that's the problem with the Safik, Vadinamika Ovid Guma. So why by the din of the Vaday do you allow him to use the Afar or the ash for the Kisi Adam, and Machtaka Guma? Allah Kidr Baba. Like we said in the Omer Aleph, what did Rav Abba say? That it's only a case of a mekalkel, because a choyf v'gum v'shabat yitzorech el afra potro leh. Aha, he doesn't need the gum, he only needs the offer. It's with Rav Abba. It's Ochanamik and Rav Abba saying the same thing by Safik, also with Rav Abba. Now, what's the difference between Safik? I still don't understand the difference between Safik and Vada. As with Yomar HaSafik, my time and Doma of a Ketisha. The Safik, perhaps the problem is that even though I set aside earth on the side for purposes of all type of its tarchesin, or I have the Efekira, the problem, however, is maybe when I'm going to want to go and put the offer on for the Kisei Adam, you can't go and put a large clump, a large clot of earth. You have to go and get Eif off a Tichoyach. So maybe he's going to have to come on to Kedisha. Kedisha means to go and crush it up and make it into nice, fine particles. So that's why the offer is not Muchan for a Safik. You have the same problem by Vadi also. What's the difference? Everything you want, Nishka problem. What's the essay? What's a loisese? Here you have an essay of Kisi Adam by a Vadai. You have the lava making ketisha, which would be a chayza tolda of mafarik, of dosh, of charisha, whatever one of those malachis. So it's an acid doichaloises, and that's why it's mutter.
Sounds like tchino.
I'm sorry.
Sounds like
tchino. So you're toichin toichas. I get. Thank you, my aim. And the marina also acid doichaloises. So stop. So that's only by vaday. But by Suffolk, I can't go and say essay doichaloises because the whole essay over here is only a essay besuffic. The essay is dakisi adab. But if it's a kvi, I don't know for sure that I have an essay. It's a 50-50 chance that it's not an essay. So I can't use the essay doichaloises for the kisi adab by a kvi. Frank Yomara, I don't understand your teretz. Aim the amino acid osi acid dochis loises, and you go immediately to ras, inami sadden betzitis de beidna de kamaaka lab, kamoikimli assay. There's a famous halach when it comes to acid dochaloise that it has to be beidna. Beidna means that it's at the same time. At the same time that I'm being makayim the assay, I'm being over the lois assay. But you cannot go and do them at two different times, because when I'm being over the lois assay, I'm not being makayim any assay. So the Gemara is assuming, lemoshel. What's it in Mila B'Tzeras? There's a pasuk he shomer benega tzeras lishmo meoy, that if you have a tzeras, we just had it in the last two sedras, Tazri and Betzayra. If a person has on his basar, on his flesh, he has a tzeras, he shomer benega tzeras, means he's not allowed to remove it. He's got to just leave it there, not remove it. He has to wait until the Rabbi Yishom removes it. He'll do tshuva, the tzeras will go away, the kohen will come, but he cannot go and physically remove it. What happens if it turns out that this tzaras wasn't just on any part of the body? It was pinked on the aver of a young child or of an older person that needed to have a bris mila.
It was on the arla.
I'm sorry? It was on the arla, exactly, on the makom hamila, on the arla. The question is, there's no way of giving this person a bris unless you also remove the nega tzaras. Are you allowed to? And the answer is yes. Why? Because the assay of himo lechem kol zachar to do a bris is doich the lav vishomer benegat tzaras. But that's beidna. At the very moment that you're cutting, you're at the cutting edge. As you're cutting the bris, you're cutting the arlo off, then you're also taking off the tzaras. Same thing is sadin betzitzis. Sadin betzitzis, we know there's a din of shatnis, you're not allowed to do shatnis. However, when it comes to the mitzvah of tzitzis, you're allowed to have gedilim tasalach. Of course, today it doesn't apply. But at the time when they had the tchailis, they were allowed to have sadin betzitzis, you were allowed to have shatnis.
Tchailis was always wool.
Say this, they're always wool. And the beggar's allowed to be linen, so therefore you can have linen and wool together, no problem. But today we don't have tchailis, so we don't have the setter of shatnis anymore. But the point is, why were you allowed to go and wear tzitzis b'chatnis? Because at the same moment that you're being over the loises of the chatnis, you've been kind of the mitzvah say of wearing tzitzis. But it's be'idna. Over here, the assumption is that whilst you're digging up and you're doing ketisha on the offer, that you're crushing the earth to make it into a fine powder to go and use the kisoba offer to go and be mechasa the dam, you're doing mechasa the dam a minute later. 5 minutes later, an hour later, 10 seconds later, but it's not at the same time. Here you're crushing, making it fine. Okay, Shoichet, where are you? Shoichet comes, he shechs, and then you go and you're mechasa the dam. So it's not beidna. So Frank Moritz, Nochmul, you're giving the teretz, but vaday, there's no problem of ketisha. Because the Ossi has the dochaloi says, aim the marine Ossi has the dochaloi says, you got me a little bit tzeraz. Inamisad, but tzitzis, to beidna, to come akir lab, at the same moment that he's being oikir the lab. He's being over, come Michael Lassay, and those of the Torah, you're allowed to ask the Doichalosis. A Bahaka here, beidna to come Akalav, at the time that he's digging up the offer and doing Ketisha, like Moike Masay, he's not being Mekam Dasay. So your difference, your distinction between the Vadai and the Safik, that is no good, because by the Vadai, you also don't have the benefit of an essay, Doichalosis. That's Mahalai Kasha. Why does Nishver? To be the Kaddish Kamachasi. You could talk about a situation that he does the Kaddish and the Kisui at the same time. Meaning, Lamushal, there happens to be blood on the floor from the Shechita, from the Oif, or from the Chaya. He takes these large clods of earth and puts it down, and Nuchtem Habtun Segemar, he starts crushing it. So Itaki's over the Ketisha, is over on Toichen, over on Choyrish, Boinet, whatever he's over on. But at the same moment, he's also doing the Kisedam, because now it's becoming like a nice powder of the beautiful offer. So it's Mamish Be'idna. Zeget, so that Kash, Lachoyrin, Nishka Kash. But the Gemara says, I have a stronger kasha. Soif yontif es veloys esahu. Because every single yontif, besides the numerous times that it says in the Torah, loisasa kamalucha, loisasa kamalucha, which of course is alav, it also says, bayoyim arishin shabosein, or bayoyim ashvi shabosein. Shabosein means that it's a mitzvah asay to be shoyveis min malacha. Come to Chois, anytime you're going to do Akhtisha, you're not only going to be Oiver Alav, you're going to be Oiver An Asay. So you can't have a mitzvah Asay of Kisi Adam being Doicha and Esemit Alois. I'm sorry? That's always a din.
Even
always a din like this?
No. You're doing fine, you're fine.
No.
The din of Esse Doicha Lois is throughout Shas, only if you have one assay on one side of the equation, one lav on the other side of the equation, it's Be'idna Esse Doicha Lois. However, if on one side you have an assay, and the other side you have an assay mit Alois, Ein esse doicha loisese the esse. And anytime you do malucha on either Shabbos or Yontif, you're being over both anasei and a loisese.
Because Shabbos is a kares, and don't they give different weight? And
that's a different story. You're asking now whether an asei she'ein by kares can outweigh a lav she'yesh by kares. But that's a separate story. We're now just focusing on the question of esse being doicha loisese the esse. And Rav David was asking, every time you do a malucha on Shabbos or Yontif, are you just being over a lav or also an asei? And the answer is, you're always over both. Every Shabbos, every Yontif, if you do a malacha, you're over both and esvet olaysef.
Let me just be moist.
Yes, please, be moist.
Olaysef esvet. Ein esvet doicha asay alone.
I'm asking, Avad. Because how can you know this essay is better than the other essay? I'm asking. Avad. But anyway, but back to our Gemara. So if Yontif esvet olaysef and esvet doicha olaysef esvet. So we're back to square one. Nachum, what's the difference between Vadai and Sofik? Ela Amarava, a noopshat. In other words, according to the first pshat, Rashi said, his da'as is the chol mili. He had in mind for any possibility, any potential use, sai avadai dikiyus and sai a sofik dikiyus. But Rashi said before, but his hachoned, his da'as, doesn't help for a sofik, it only helps for a vadai. And the Gemara asks, what's the difference between vadai and sofik? They're both the same thing. And the Gemara was not able to give a satisfactory tarot. So therefore the Gemara comes up to the Gantz Naib Shat. The Gemara says this, that when we have a general rule, that when a person has Date Akolmili, his Date Akolmili is only on the Vadai Dikka things, and not on the Sufik Dikka things. In other words, a person put aside Offar on a made amount. His kabbana was Legina Ulachorva. And what did Rashi say about that? But even though he put it for Gina Chorva, Stam Tzobadayti Li L'chol Tzorochav, he has a mind for Alad Stach. But our Gemara is saying is, that Das that you have in mind, that's only for Vadais, a person doesn't have in mind for a Sufik. The Gemara doesn't address what happens if he says, Befeirish, I'm doing it for a Sufik. Zeitzchosucholapachis, Stam Datoi is only for Vadais and not for a Sufik. So you look at Rashi about six lines before the wide lines. Vein Datoi L'Sufik. The two Rashis back to back. Vein Datoi L'Sufik. Hilkoch Iser Mukta Ika. Vuadin L'Rav Yehuda. Sai L'Gabi the Efer. Sai L'Gabi the offer of Yehuda that he put on the side. Is an Iser Mukta because Ein Datoi L'Sufik. Zut Rashi. Ve'azirov L'Tamid De'omer Mi Shedatoi L'Vadai. Even though when a person puts aside Eifer or puts aside Offer, he has in mind, I'm going to use it, but he only has in mind the Vadai Tzerochai, not for the Sofik Tzerochai. Maybe Rashi would hold, maybe the Gemara would hold if Itaka says, but Feirish, I have in mind for Sofik. But the Gemara doesn't address it, and therefore the Gemara says, that's the reason why the Kvi, the Braisa said you cannot use even the offer Muchan mit the Efekira. Why not? Because it's only Muchan Levadai, it's not Muchan Lesafik, like the Gemara says Alamarov, because Efekira dat Levadai, vein dat Lesafik. The Azarova Tamarov goes Lishitosoy, the Omarov. Hichnis offer Lechasis boy Tsoya, Mutter Lechasis boy Tam Tzipor. What is this all about? So the Omer Rav, hichlis offer. Person puts aside offer lechasis boitzaya. This person has a small child. The child is not toilet trained. In the good old days, they didn't have all these fancy diapers that they have today, and therefore they were occasionally accidents. And when there were accidents, soya came out. Now, there's no question about it, a child has to make at least once or twice a day, and therefore, that he's going to be matl rei, that's a vaday. But Rashi says, it's not a vaday that he's going to be matl rei in a place where I'm going to need to be machasid. In other words, maybe when he's going to go to the bathroom, he'll be outside in the chotzer, in the backyard, whatever. It won't be a problem. It'll be a problem if he does in the middle of the kitchen, or in the middle of the dining room, or the living room. That'll be a problem. But that's a suffix, you know? Half of the time he does it in a place where it doesn't bother anybody. So therefore, if he put away this offer anyway, l'chasis boitzaya, for a suffix, mutl l'chas boitzaya. So from this Gemara you see that you could be mazmin for a suffix. That's what we cleared before, the Gemara attack addresses it. So he chnis offer l'chas boitzaya, if he puts away offer for purposes for tzaya, which is a suffix. Mutl l'chas boitam tzipor, then if he shechs a dam tzipor, a tzipor on yontiv, then he's allowed to use that offer. Because madach, he put it away l'chatchila for a suffix, then it's a chavada mutl l'chol tzayrech, also for a vada. But if it's the other way around, if he put away offer for dam tzipor, which is a vaday, also l'chaz by tzoy, because tzoy is only a suffix. And this is what Rav Litame, the Rav says, eifakira daito l'vaday, he put it aside for the dam tzipor, which is a vaday, but even though he put it away for the vaday, ain't that the suffix, it doesn't cover the suffix.
Excuse me, we said before that, so if a man has a kvi in his back, yeah, in his chatzer, and he's sent to shechem.
Mar is going to talk about that in another 2 minutes. Wait another minute. But the point is, we have now, if a person had offered that he set aside for a suffix, the Gemara says he cannot use it for a vaday. I'm sorry, the other way around. I'm sorry. If a person has offer set aside for a suffix, a vaday, he can use it for a vaday. However, if he put away the offer for a vaday, he cannot use it for a suffix, because ein date al suffix is das was only on the vaday. However, Narbuloi, Amri Narbuloi disagree, and they say, afilu hichnis offer lechas boy dam tzipor, mut lechas boy tzoya. What's the reason why? Explains Rashi, because the occurrence of tzoya, for those of you that have small children at home, and you run out of huggies, mit pampers, mit diapers, mit the older fancy names, you know that it's a vaday, that at some point there's going to be an accident, and it's going to be a mess, and therefore it's not a suffix, it's as a suffix korov levaday, and therefore it has the status of a vaday. So if you put away the offer for dam tzipor, it covers the tzoy as well, because it's heistach och a vaday. So now, we're getting back to your kvi now, Barry. Amim Marov in Eretz Yisrael, they said, Pligi bar Rav Yosi bar Chama v'Rav Zeira, the Amri la Rova bereid Rav Yosi bar Chama v'Rav Zeira. There was a machloikis. Chad Omar Kvi Hari Hu Kitzoya. Chad Omar Kvi Einu Kitzoya. One of them said Kvi has the same din as Tzoya. The other one says that Kvi does not have the din of Tzoya. What does it mean that Kvi has a din of Tzoya? Not that Chas V'Shalom Kvi is as repugnant and repulsive as Tzoya, but Legabi Hilchas Vaday and Safik. The one man Yama said that Kvi is a suffix, just like Tzoya is a suffix. Like Rava said before, because I don't know that this child is going to be Matl Reim Davke in a place which is a Dover Mo'uz, so it's a suffix. Kvi is also a suffix. So therefore, if a person put away offer for purposes of Tzoya, he's allowed to use it for a Kvi, because both of them are Sveikis. This is a suffix, that's a suffix. You put away offer for a suffix, it works. V'chanom a name. If he put away the offer for tzoya, it doesn't work for a kvi. Because tzoya, like we said, Nabiloi Amri, is karav levadai. It's like a vadai. Kvi is rochasafik. Because even if you had in mind the shech, it's a real safik. It's 50-50. I don't know if it's a behema or it's a chaya. So therefore, you cannot use the offer that you put away for tzoya for a kvi. Because this is a safik karav levadai. Well, this is just a regular suffix. So even such a suffix, you cannot go and use the offer for. So now that you have a machloikis, pligi bar, Rav Yosef bar Chama, and Rav Bereid Rav Yosef. But it didn't say who held what. It's the time of the Rav who, when he said Rav Bereid Rav Yosef bar Chama, this is Rav. This time the Rav who, the Omer. What's up to you?
Rav is Rav bar Chama.
Yeah, but you have to add one generation. Stam Rav is Rav Bereid Rav Yosef bar Chama. Not Rav Bar Chama, but Rav Bereid Rav Yosef Bar Chama. You may be thinking of Rami Bar Chama.
Rav was married by his sister. I'm sorry.
No problem. Getting back to Agmar. This time the Rav Ahudi Omar. Ikvi Har, you could say, I'll bring you a raya that of these two Mandi Yomrim, it's the Rava that holds Kvi is like Tsoya. What means that it's like Tsoya, that both of them have the status of Suffolk, and therefore you can use that offer for the Tsoya for the Kvi to Yom Rava. Hichnas offer lechasas boi Tsoya, mutu lechasas boi dam tzipor, vedam tzipor also lechasas boi Tsoya. That if you set aside for Tsoya, you can use a Vidam Tzipor, because Madach, you put it away for a Suffolk, you can avada use it for a Vadai. But if you put it away for Vadai, you cannot use it for the Tsoya, which is a Suffolk. So what does Rava hold? That Tsoya has a din of a Suffolk, not of a Vadai. Oh, just like Tsoya is a Suffolk, Kvi is a Suffolk, it's to time that they have the same din. But according to Narbi Loi, like we had before, that he said that you're allowed to go and use the Dam Offer for the Dam, for the Offer for the Dam Tzipor, the Chas Boi Tsoya, because he holds the Tsoya as a din of Karv Levadai, oh, so then you wouldn't have a Raya that couldn't be Rava, because then the Tsoya would have a din of a Vadai. The din of a Vadai, you couldn't use it for the Kvi, because the Kvi is a Suffolk. So therefore, Zokhi Gemara, it's time that this is Taka Rava. Okay. Until now, we focused on the reason why you are allowed to or not allowed to machasa the dam of a kvi, because a kvi is only a suffix, it's not a vadai. Now the Gemara comes up with a totally different reason. Rami Bereid of Yeva Omar, you know why lo yishchot es a kvi, and if you shechted the kvi and yontev, don't be machasa as dam, I'll tell you why. Because kvi hain time doing machasinon gezeinu mishematora es chelvoi who a ganz naya masa. We know that you're not allowed to eat the chaylev of a behaima. You're allowed to eat the chaylev of a chaya. So if the chachamim are going to say yes, be machasa the dam of this kvi, so what will the layman think? If you have to machasa the dam, musach said that it's a chaylev, it's a chaya. If it's a chaya, I'm allowed to eat the chaylev. That's why the Braisa says, don't go and be mechasa the dam of a kvi, because people will make a mistake and they'll start eating chaylev chaya. Freit Yimora, that zera shvera pshat. Yochi afilu b'chol nami. This Braisa is talking about shechting on yontif. What happened if it's today? It's Monday. Hadanishka yontif. Nevertheless, what's alucha? You're allowed to go and shech the kvi. Kvi is mutzav b'achila. Make a brocha. You're allowed to go and shech. You're allowed to go and eat it. And well, of course, we're going to be mechasa zadam because it's a chasofik. Whether it's a chayy behema, it's a chasofik. If we're going to be machmer, we're going to do kisei adam. So why don't we go and say, oh, I did kisei adam for my chay, for my kvi? It's a chasim that said it's a chayy and nishka behema. Why by yontav are you all nervous and not by chol? Yochai filu b'chol nami. Dimar b'chol amri lenake chatzei rutar. Anybody, an onlooker who sees that he's doing mechasa zadam of this kvi, will say not because it's required. The reason is because look at the floor. There's blood on the floor. It's a mess. And people are going to say there's stains on the ground and it's red stains and who knows what happened over here. It was a man. So Nakal Chatzer, to make it nice and pretty, he's going to go and cover it over with the offer. So it shouldn't be this red, bloody stain on the ground. Aha. But that's only during the week. On Yontav, you wouldn't do that because Yontav would be awesome muktzah. Just because you have a stain, you can't go and start being Menachah Chatzer. What happens if the person shechs in the ashpa during the week? On his ashpa means on his garbage dump. He goes and shechs the halt, the neck of the animal, right over that. So all the dam went onto the ashpa. So now, why is he putting on offer on it? Nobody will say l'naki chatzeiroi, because anyway, it's a big mess. It's the garbage dump. So people are going to go and say that chaylev chay is mutter, the chaylev the kvi is mutter. That's a chaya or no chazach. What happens if the person himself during the week goes over to Aruv and he says, Chief Rabbi, I want to know, I'm going to bow to Shech the Kvi, does it require Kisi Adam? And the Rabbi says, yes, it requires Kisi Adam. Why won't that person himself, says Rashi, not an onlooker, a third party, why won't that person himself think, oh, if the rabbis tell me that I have to go Mechas Adam, is the Chasim and they hold that it's a Chaya, if it's a Chaya, I'm allowed to eat from the Chaylev, and Chaya is Mutter. So tomorrow I'll explain to you. Says the Gemara that this person who goes to the Rabbanan to ask them whether he needs Kisi Adam, and therefore he knows that Chol and Yontif are different. And he says to himself, let's hear what the rabbis say. If the rabbis say during the week I should go and do Kisi Adam, I understand. That's not a definitive, conclusive psak that this is a chai. The reason why they told me to do it is because they figured, okay, achvai stock initiative to 50-50 suffix, zaymatriach, go and take some offer and cover it to be on the safe side. But on yontif, they're going to go and tell me to matriach to go and take offer. Yontif, we want to go and be mamayit v'maloch as much as possible, and certainly in things which are muktzah, metiltal, and everything. Would they tell me to go and be matriach? Is a chasim, if they told me to go and take the offer and cover over the dam on yontif, muzach zayn that it's a chaya and not a safek. And if it's a chaya, chaylev chaya is mutzah.
This goes to show you, a little knowledge is destructive.
It could be dangerous. It could be dangerous. Oh, it's a sign. The person that brought the shalat to the roof, and the roof says to him, "Yes, go be mechase the dam b'chol." Amri says to himself, "I'm the rabban and zel traf akasi. I understand this and be matriach be mechase." Beyond if imesabke, if the rabban would hold that they have the suffix, me am the rabban with the rabban go and tell me zel traf akasi abad nish matriach zan ben muktzah metiltol abad nish muktzah zan that they held that it's a chayah chayl of chayah is mutzah. So that's the reason why the brayza says lo yishchayt v'mshachtoy ein mechase the stomach because of this gzeira alt chayl of chayah. Tanya Reb Zayda, loikvi b'vad amru, el afilu shakad behema chai v'oif, v'nis arvu domon ze v'ze, osel chasoyse b'yontif. Aha, what happens if a person, he shoychid had a whole bunch of animals to go and shechta, behemis, met chais, met oifis, and he shechted them all on one spot, and now you have a whole pool of blood, from behema blood, and chaya blood, and oif blood, osel chasoyse b'yontif, don't cover it over on yontif. Now, why shouldn't you cover over on yontif? Because you don't want to be matriach for that portion of the blood that is behema blood. That portion which is chay and oif blood, of course, you should go and take a fakira muchan or offer muchan. But for the behema blood, you have no right to be metaltal offer umzis. It's mukta. So says Imara, therefore don't be mechasa any of it. If there's so much blood, that if you're going to take one big heap of offer to go and cover it over, that won't be enough, then taki, don't go and be mechasa. If all you have to do is pick up one shovel full or one pot full of offer, and you can go and cover the whole thing, so there's no extra tircha, then it's mutter. That you don't need a grace of gun for that. Everybody understands. The same that what's a shovel lemeya, shovel lemasayim, whatever.
Ner lemeya, ner lemeya.
Oh, ner zeh good. Ner leecha, ner lemeya. Same thing as the kira achas for bissel dam, the kira achas for a huge amount of dam. What difference does it make? Pshita. The maori same thing as the kachal ought to stay the kirois. I might think, yeah, not mazel tov. Today it's taka only one pool and it's enough taka with kira achas. What happens tomorrow? There's going to be multiple pools of blood, a lot of blood, and therefore one dekira won't be enough. So I'm going to say, well, since yesterday I allowed it with dekira, so today I can make even two dekirois. Lama machan gzeira, kamash lama we machan shizach gzeiras, and therefore we will not allow for covering the blood if it's more than one dekira. But if it's dekira achas, he's allowed to mechasa the dam, and we don't make gzeira or to shtei dekirois. We'll stop over here, Rabbi Yisai. Have a wonderful day. Yasha koy.